The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Open 7 days at Kensington and Birkenhead Point, and Mondays to Saturdays at Barangaroo.
Yeah, I guess it's one of those days. It's 4:30 to 7. I mean, who makes the rules in life? Adam's on the line, where it's been revealed this Salman Abidi, who killed 22 people with a suicide bomb at Manchester in that arena in May last year, had been rescued by the British Navy from Libya 3 years earlier. In gratitude, he's killed 22 people. Adam?
Yeah, it's difficult to equate, isn't it?
Very.
One should say that he, of course, was a British citizen, as is his brother Hashem, but they are of Libyan extraction, Libyan parents, and he'd gone back to visit his parents at one stage. But also, this is a guy, the bomber who killed these people, who was known as a good footballer, by all accounts jokey and fun. He'd been part of a Manchester United youth project. He got rescued by the Royal Navy, along with about 100 other British citizens in 2014, and then look what he did. It doesn't really change very much, but I just wondered, maybe it hardens a few hearts.
Unbelievable, unbelievable. What's this thing about the US Embassy in London holding an auction?
Yeah, they're having an online auction. Now, we know they've moved buildings, which Donald Trump was not a fan of, into their new billion-dollar building. And apparently, in their new building, there is no room for 22 stacking chairs, a barcode scanner, 5 vacuum cleaners, a coffee table, table lamp, a laptop without power leads, a digital camcorder, yours for £8. And how's this? The new US embassy can't fit in 1,200 toilet rolls, which is kind of strange. You wonder if there'll be no wiping in the new embassy. There won't be that anymore. But also, not the only US embassy to be offloading stuff, shall we say. There are others who are selling things in Lisbon, Stockholm, Kiev, Turkey, and Albania. You can bid for a forklift truck if you really want one from Albania, and it's all available online.
Has anyone told you, you are amazing. A forklift truck. Just what I want, an Albanian forklift truck. You may probably go 10 yards down the road and it'll blow up on you. All right. See you tomorrow. Adam Gilchrist in London.